AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. California is bracing for a powerful winter storm anticipated to bring thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy mountain snow. Katrina Hand, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento, says there will be a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevada.
In the mountains and foothills, we're expecting heavy snow. We're looking at accumulations around 4 to 8 feet at the highest elevations, and then even up to a foot of snow down in the lower foothills, which is around like 1,500 to 2,500 feet. And then in the northern portion of our Sacramento Valley, we could even see some minor accumulations down in the city of Redding.
Authorities say 3 people, including the suspect, were fatally shot during a Rhode Island youth hockey game. Pawtucket police say 3 other victims from this afternoon's shooting are hospitalized in critical conditions. Investigators believe the attack stemmed from a family dispute. Pawtucket resident Kevin Hernandez says the ice rink shooting is upsetting, especially following December's mass shooting at Brown University.
I see this arena when I pass school every day, but my immediate reaction is just heartbreak. It's so devastating, you know, to hear about something so similar happened 2 months ago over at Brown, and now some place that I pass by every day. It sucks.
The audio courtesy of WJAR-TV. Investigators working on the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother are consulting with Walmart management to develop new leads. A backpack the suspect was wearing is sold exclusively at Walmart. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on January 31st. This is AP News. Nigeria's military is getting help from the U.S. as the government battles a widening threat from militant groups.
The Nigerian government says about 100 U.S. troops have arrived to help with training, technical support, and intelligence sharing. This comes after a visit by officials with U.S. Africa Command, the setup of a new U.S.-Nigeria working group, and December's U.S. airstrikes on militants. The West African nation is battling armed attacks and kidnappings by Islamic groups like Boko Haram, bandits, illegal miners, and new factions expanding from the arid Sahel region to the north. Umar Bayo Kabir survived a gruesome attack by hundreds of gunmen on villages in Kawara State in West Nigeria.
Even though they bring a battalion of soldiers in this community, although government is there trying its best, but I can't think this community will come as it be before.
President Trump had previously threatened Nigeria, alleging the government was failing to stop the persecution of Christians. Analysts and local residents say that while Christians have been targeted, most of the victims have been Muslims. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.